Welcome, Northwest Chinese Baptist Church. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a privilege it is to be able to share God's word with you. And even though I miss all of you, we miss all of you, we miss being together and worshiping like we normally do, we're thankful that we have this opportunity to worship God and look to his word for wisdom and guidance and truth. And so before we get into today's message, I want to make one announcement. I want to let all of you know that while we are still practicing physical distancing, social distancing, whatever you want to call it, I want you to know that if any of you hear of any needs of other church members, needs of any friends, family members, or anyone that you know, if anyone is in need, please let somebody know. Let one of the pastors know, so that we can work with you and that we can work together to help those who are struggling during this time. And so please keep that in mind as we proceed through the days ahead. But I want to invite you all to pray with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you. We praise you for who you are. We praise you because you are almighty. You are totally in control and you are perfect in all of your ways. And God, we thank you for today. Thank you that we can study your word. Thank you that we can worship together. Thank you, God, for how you provide for us. Thank you, God, for how you protect us. Thank you, God, for loving us and forgiving us through your son, Jesus Christ. And God, I pray that you would open our eyes, that you would open our ears, that you would open our hearts to your truth. And so God, bless this time. And I thank you so much for every single person that is watching, every single friend and family member and church member. God, I thank you for each one of them. And God, I pray that you would continue to help us. Help us, God, to be a light in this world. Help us to continue to proclaim Jesus. And so we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as all of you know, I'm sure you've been watching the news. I'm sure most of you have been online reading articles. We are still in the midst of this coronavirus and with all of its consequences and effects. But what I've been seeing lately on the news, I've seen an increase, and I've seen articles and reporters talking about how stress, worry, anxiety, and fear has been on the rise. There's been this tremendous rise during this short period of time. And as each one of you know, people are seeking and searching. People are searching for help. People are searching for direction. And I want to remind each of you of the fact that this is the opportunity that we have as the church to point people to Jesus, especially as people are uncertain, especially as people are fearful. But I want to direct your attention to consider Peter. Peter, follower of Jesus, disciple of Jesus Christ, he knew what worry and fear was like. He knew what it was like to be worried and afraid. Because when you think about it, it wasn't even 100 days before he helped. It wasn't until 100 days that all of the craziness and all of the tragedy surrounding Jesus happened before he miraculously healed a lame man. If you remember, Peter had cursed and even denied knowing Jesus. In fact, he did it 3 times leading up to the cross. And if you think about it, why did Peter do this? Why did Peter reject Jesus Christ? It's because Jesus was afraid. Well, not Jesus was afraid. Peter was afraid. Peter was afraid of being persecuted. And in that fear, he chose to reject Jesus. How could a follower of Jesus reject Jesus? Because here's the thing that we need to understand about ourselves. Ultimately, all of us obey the one that we fear. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28, it says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, for him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25 says, The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Peter was afraid of what others would do to him if they found out he followed Jesus. So, dear friend, I ask you today, what is it that you are afraid of today? And I want you to consider the example in the life of Peter, because as we're going to look at this passage in Acts chapter 4, we're going to see that there's something different about Peter. We're going to see that in the midst of fear, Peter chooses faith. But when you think about choosing faith, when you think about having faith, we have to think about what must we have in order to place our faith, in order to put our trust in Jesus. What must we have? Well, we need to have knowledge of Him. We need to know about Him, and we need to believe what we know about Him. You see, here's the thing that we need to understand about faith. Faith is born out of belief. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Jesus Christ. So before we can choose faith, before we can trust, we have to listen, we have to learn, we have to seek God's word, we have to seek His truth. So here's kind of what it looks like. Here's the progression of faith. You see, when we take time to get to know God, we then make that choice to trust Him and trust what we've learned to be true. We trust, we put our faith in Jesus. And when we put our faith in Jesus, when we believe that He is who He says He is, then we will choose to follow Jesus. And when we choose to follow Jesus, then we will experience and we will see spiritual fruit. We will see transformation. We will see change. You see, Peter knew God, and he chose faith. And this brings us to the main point for today. And here it is. The main point, dear brothers and sisters, is when we choose faith, God will do something amazing. When we choose faith, God will do something amazing. And I want to turn your attention to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4. And when you're flipping there and you start to read and look at the book of Acts, you see what is going on as the early church is exploding. You see, this is after Jesus died and rose from the dead. The early church was started. And yet the church was booming in the midst of extreme persecution and difficulty. And so here we are. If you were to look at Acts chapter 3, you would see that Peter and John were going to worship at the temple. And they come upon this man who is lame. And he's been begging at the temple for 40 years. And do you know what they do? They stop and they heal this lame man. And everybody around them sees what God has done. Everyone around them sees what they are doing. They see, they know this lame man. They know that he's been sitting out there year after year after year begging. And they see that Peter and John healed him in the name and the power of Jesus Christ. And so here come the religious leaders. The religious leaders hear and see the commotion. And so they arrest Peter and John. And they put them on trial. They put them on trial. And so here we are in Acts chapter 4. And so here's what I want us to remember, right? When we choose faith, God will do something amazing. And I want to share with you very briefly today 5 amazing things that God can do when we choose faith. And here's the first one. When we choose faith, God gives you peace to trust His perfect plan. When we choose faith, God gives you peace to trust His perfect plans. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. Can you believe that? Peter and John proclaiming the name of Jesus, healing this lame man, telling people that it was by the power and the name of Jesus that he is healed. And the religious leaders put them in jail. You see, Peter and John, they knew that it wasn't popular to proclaim the name of Jesus. They knew full well the dangers that were associated with being a follower of Jesus. And yet, not only did they heal this lame man, but they told everyone around that it was by the name of Jesus. It was by the power of Jesus who died on the cross and rose from the dead that this man was healed. And they suffered the consequences. You see, when we choose faith, God will give us peace to trust his perfect plan. You see what happened after people recognized what God had done. What did they do? People praised God, and many, many, many people came to faith in Jesus Christ. This was all part of God's plan. Even though it wasn't comfortable, even though it wasn't the popular thing to do for Peter and John. You see, when we choose faith, here's the second thing that God does. When we choose faith, God gives you power to proclaim Jesus Christ. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there. And so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. You see, Peter and John are here on trial with the religious leaders, the rulers, the elders, and they ask them directly, by what power, what name did you do this? You see, they knew the situation, they knew the danger. They had a choice to make. Peter, it says, right? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, tells them, we did this by the name and the power of Jesus Christ, the one who you crucified, the one you crucified, the one who rose from the dead. And know this, he is the only way to salvation. You see, when you look at that, dear brother and sister, we see and we look in amazement at the power that the Holy Spirit gave Peter. But I want you to know that that same Spirit that was in Peter is the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that is in you and me as followers of Jesus. That same message that Peter gave to everyone around, that same message is the same message that we have been given. It's the gospel. It's the power of salvation to all those who believe. And so let me ask you a couple of questions. How easy is it for you, in light of everything that's going on today, how easy is it for you right now to tell someone or give somebody tips on how they can stay safe during the coronavirus? Well, I would imagine that most of us could tell us 100 things that we could do to stay safe. Well, how about this question? How easy is it for you to tell someone how to find eternal life? Brothers and sisters, when we choose faith, God gives us power to proclaim the name of Jesus to a world that is lost and yearning for a Savior. What else happens when we choose faith? The third thing that God does when we choose faith is that God uses the ordinary to do the extraordinary. Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. You see, this was an extremely difficult situation. And Peter and John, they were not extremely special people. They were ordinary men. And yet, as you read this passage, as you look at it, you see God doing the extraordinary when ordinary people choose to trust Him. In fact, when you look at the Bible, when you take time to study the Bible, you see all throughout the Bible that God uses broken, ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. Have you ever thought about what God can do through you, especially today? You see, what can God do through you, brother and sister, when you choose faith? How can God use you to bring someone to salvation? How can God use you to bring transformation in someone's life? How can God use you to be His hands and His feet? How can God use you to show this world something different? You see, here's the thing about being different. When people see something or someone that's different, they will stop and they will listen and they will want to know why. They will want to know why, and they will want to know what you are doing or what you are reading or what you have heard. We have the opportunity to share about Jesus. This is our opportunity to tell them why we are different. This is the opportunity to choose faith and to show this world a different way. The way of Jesus. And so I ask you, dear brother and sister, what does your life tell others about God? What does your life tell others about life in Jesus Christ? You see, God can do the extraordinary. And the fourth thing that God can do when we choose faith is that when we choose faith, God helps you persevere in the midst of problems. Look at verse 19 through 22. And Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to Him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. You see, dear brother and sister, God helps us to persevere in the midst of problems. Peter and John were being threatened, their lives were in danger, yet they chose faith. Their faith was not in any man or in any circumstance. Their faith was in God alone. There was no way that they would obey anyone else. Why? Because they had seen God and they had heard from God. And what did they do? And what did they see? What did they hear? They saw God on full display. And what happened? People praised God. What happened? God performed miracles. God healed someone who was lame. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." What are you tempted with today? What is tempting you to be afraid? I encourage you, dear brother and sister, to remember who God is. Remember who you are in Jesus Christ. Remember what you have been given. Remember the hope, the joy, the peace, the future that you have because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Choose faith. Choose faith and trust that God will help you persevere in the midst of your problems. And so here's the last thing. We're almost done, guys. When we choose faith, our practice becomes praising God and praying for more. When we choose faith, our practice becomes praising God and praying for more. Look at verse 23. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Peter and John, they were set free. The leaders could not charge anything against them because of what everyone had seen. And what did they do? They immediately went back to their brothers and sisters in Christ. They went back to their church family to tell them all of what had happened, all of what had transpired, and all of what God had done. And so they told about their imprisonment. They told them about the threats. They told them about the demands. But they also told them about the amazing works that God had done. And look at their response. Look at the people's response. Look at the church's prayer. You see, we see what's important to us, and we see the perspective and the focus of our hearts through how we pray. And look at how the church prayed for Peter and John. They acknowledged God. They acknowledged God's word, his truth. They focused in on the truths of God. And what did they ask for? Well, look here. They asked that God would help them to continue to proclaim the name of Jesus with boldness. They did not ask for safety. They did not ask for comfort. They did not ask for God to help them to find more toilet paper. They did not ask God to not let them miss one single baseball game. They asked God to give Peter and John, they asked God to give them more boldness to proclaim the name of Jesus. They did this because they chose faith. You see, when we spend time with Jesus, when we spend time with God in his word, our faith grows. It strengthens as we dwell and meditate on his truth. And that faith leads us to follow Jesus, to obey his commands, to go where he calls us to go, and to do what he commands us to do. And as we go in the name of Jesus, living out his commands, we will see and experience God do the extraordinary. We will see God bring people to salvation. We will see God change lives. And so, dear brother and sister, I ask you today, in the midst of all of the brokenness of this world, in the midst of all of the temptation to fear, will you choose faith today? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you, God, for your amazing love, your amazing grace, your mercy. God, I pray for each one listening today. I pray, God, that you would help us to know you. God, I pray that you would help us to trust you. God, I pray that you would help us to choose faith instead of fear. And God, I pray that you would help us as the church to seize this opportunity to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ to a lost and broken world so that they too may have eternal life and know the joy of life with Jesus Christ. And so God, we thank you. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, church family. People praised God, and many, many, many people came to faith in Jesus Christ. This was all part of God's plan. Even though it wasn't comfortable, even though it wasn't the popular thing to do for Peter and John. You see, when we choose faith, here's the second thing that God does. When we choose faith, God gives you power to proclaim Jesus Christ. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there. And so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. You see, Peter and John are here on trial with the religious leaders, the rulers, the elders, and they ask them directly, by what power, what name did you do this? You see, they knew the situation, they knew the danger. They had a choice to make. Peter, it says, right? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, tells them, we did this by the name and the power of Jesus Christ, the one who you crucified, the one you crucified, the one who rose from the dead. And know this, he is the only way to salvation. You see, when you look at that, dear brother and sister, we see and we look in amazement at the power that the Holy Spirit gave Peter. But I want you to know that that same Spirit that was in Peter is the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that is in you and me as followers of Jesus. That same message that Peter gave to everyone around, that same message is the same message that we have been given. It's the gospel. It's the power of salvation to all those who believe. And so let me ask you a couple of questions. How easy is it for you, in light of everything that's going on today, how easy is it for you right now to tell someone or give somebody tips on how they can stay safe during the coronavirus? Well, I would imagine that most of us could tell us 100 things that we could do to stay safe. Well, how about this question? How easy is it for you to tell someone how to find eternal life? Brothers and sisters, when we choose faith, God gives us power to proclaim the name of Jesus to a world that is lost and yearning for a Savior. What else happens when we choose faith? The third thing that God does when we choose faith is that God uses the ordinary to do the extraordinary. Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. You see, this was an extremely difficult situation. And Peter and John, they were not extremely special people. They were ordinary men. And yet, as you read this passage, as you look at it, you see God doing the extraordinary when ordinary people choose to trust Him. In fact, when you look at the Bible, when you take time to study the Bible, you see all throughout the Bible that God uses broken, ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. Have you ever thought about what God can do through you, especially today? You see, what can God do through you, brother and sister, when you choose faith? How can God use you to bring someone to salvation? How can God use you to bring transformation in someone's life? How can God use you to be His hands and His feet? How can God use you to show this world something different? You see, here's the thing about being different. When people see something or someone that's different, they will stop and they will listen and they will want to know why. They will want to know why, and they will want to know what you are doing or what you are reading or what you have heard. We have the opportunity to share about Jesus. This is our opportunity to tell them why we are different. This is the opportunity to choose faith and to show this world a different way, the way of Jesus. And so I ask you, dear brother and sister, what does your life tell others about God? What does your life tell others about life in Jesus Christ? You see, God can do the extraordinary. And the fourth thing that God can do when we choose faith is that when we choose faith, God helps you persevere in the midst of problems. Look at verse 19 through 22. And Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to Him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. You see, dear brother and sister, God helps us to persevere in the midst of problems. Peter and John were being threatened, their lives were in danger, yet they chose faith. Their faith was not in any man or in any circumstance. Their faith was in God alone. There was no way that they would obey anyone else. Why? Because they had seen God and they had heard from God. And what did they do? And what did they see? What did they hear? They saw God on full display. And what happened? People praised God. What happened? God performed miracles. God healed someone who was lame. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." What are you tempted with today? What is tempting you to be afraid? I encourage you, dear brother and sister, to remember who God is. Remember who you are in Jesus Christ. Remember what you have been given. Remember the hope the joy, the peace, the future that you have because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Choose faith. Choose faith and trust that God will help you persevere in the midst of your problems. And so here's the last thing. We're almost done, guys. When we choose faith, our practice becomes praising God and praying for more. When we choose faith, our practice becomes praising God and praying for more. Look at verse 23. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Peter and John, they were set free. The leaders could not charge anything against them because of what everyone had seen. And what did they do? They immediately went back to their brothers and sisters in Christ. They went back to their church family to tell them all of what had happened, all of what had transpired, and all of what God had done. And so they told about their imprisonment. They told them about the threats. They told them about the demands. But they also told them about the amazing works that God had done. And look at their response. Look at the people's response. Look at the church's prayer. You see, we see what's important to us, and we see the perspective and the focus of our hearts through how we pray. And look at how the church prayed for Peter and John. They acknowledged God. They acknowledged God's word, his truth. They focused in on the truths of God. And what did they ask for? Well, look here. They asked that God would help them to continue to proclaim the name of Jesus with boldness. They did not ask for safety. They did not ask for comfort. They did not ask for God to help them to find more toilet paper. They did not ask God to not let them miss one single baseball game. They asked God to give Peter and John, they asked God to give them more boldness to proclaim the name of Jesus. They did this because they chose faith. You see, when we spend time with Jesus, when we spend time with God in his word, our faith grows, it strengthens as we dwell and meditate on his truth. And that faith leads us to follow Jesus, to obey his commands, to go where he calls us to go, and to do what he commands us to do. And as we go in the name of Jesus, living out his commands, we will see and experience God do the extraordinary. We will see God bring people to salvation. We will see God change lives. And so, dear brother and sister, I ask you today, in the midst of all of the brokenness of this world, in the midst of all of the temptation to fear, will you choose faith today? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you, God, for your amazing love, your amazing grace, your mercy. God, I pray for each one listening today. I pray, God, that you would help us to know you. God, I pray that you would help us to trust you. God, I pray that you would help us to choose faith instead of fear. And God, I pray that you would help us as the church to seize this opportunity to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ to a lost and broken world so that they too may have eternal life and know the joy of life with Jesus Christ. And so God, we thank you. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, church family.